When I say throat singing, many of you might think of the throat singers of Tuvan, descendants of herders in Tuva or Mongolia, who became sensations when their circular breathing singing techniques became known. Now, 22-year-old Shina Novalinga is one of a handful of singers from her indigenous tribe, shifting the social media spotlight to Inuit throat singers of Canada. Last year, she posted a video of her and her mother throat singing on TikTok. Shina Novalinga and her mother Caroline singing from their home in Montreal, Canada. Inuit throat singing was banned by Christian missionaries who saw it as inappropriate and the devil's voice. That ban was only lifted in the 1980s, and now Shina and others are using social media to both preserve it and celebrate it. And Shina Novalinga joins us from Montreal. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. This is just, what a sound. Can when you start first with, I know there's all sorts of different throat singing sounds. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about a couple of them that are in different parts of your throat and your face, literally? What are they?
Yeah, of course. So there are different throat songs, and each throat songs have different meanings. We imitate the sound of nature and animals. Some of the songs don't involve the throat. For example, the love song, it's really just your voice. And then there's other songs that involves with the throat a lot more, like The Little Puppy, for example, the one we just listened to.
Oh, could you, The Little Puppy, could we hear it from you now?
Mm-hmm, of course. So The Little Puppy in our language, it's called Himmiholopi, and we are singing that in the song. So it goes like Himmiholopi. And we control the air coming in and the air coming out, so we know how to maintain when we sing.
Yeah. Can you give us another sound that might be higher pitched or in your nose more than your throat? Or,
mm-hmm. Like, for example, the love song, it's not with a throat. It would go like, mm-p, mm-ch, mm-p. So you see there's such a difference.
It's so funny. I have to tell you, that sounds exactly like an exercise that I do to try to keep my vocal flaps open.
Really? Yes, it helps calm people down. A lot of people say that.
That's what it does. It calms down your vocal flaps. Wow. Can we just have one more? A different, very distinct sound of using air?
So you see, right now, all I did was exhale, and then I'm going to inhale. So I'm very, I'm controlling it.
And we understand that the way this has been done, I mean, it's now become more of a performance, but the way that it's traditionally been done has been between two women?
Yes, traditionally, yes. But we encourage everyone to throat sing and to learn.
And what is it? It's kind of like a game of one-upping each other with techniques?
Exactly. So right now, my mother and I throat sing for fun. It's really just a pastime, but it's also a game. So, for example, some of the songs my mom is leading. I have to follow and make the exact same sound right after her. And we're playing a game to see who can keep up, who can throat sing the longest.
Tell us a little more about the history of it, because it was practiced despite the ban on it.
Yes, exactly. So like you mentioned, it was banned. We weren't allowed to throat sing. And luckily, there were four women in my community called Pauvonitouk, which is in northern Quebec, who knew how to throat sing. They were these four elders, and they encouraged them to pass it down to younger generations to keep that tradition alive. And my mother was actually one of the students of those elders, so she's considered a professional.
And so there's a game aspect to it, competition. There's ritual and history, and you say it's also about getting closer to nature. So I want to hear a little bit. Mm-hmm. This is you and your mother imitating the sound of geese.
Ahme, ahme. Ah,
Shaina, it feels it could be almost trance-like. What does it feel like when you're, you know, in that rhythm?
I definitely feel a lot more connected with my roots, my ancestors, my culture. It feels very peaceful to throat sing with my mom. It's always so much fun.
Well, it also, to most ears, to many ears, parts of it will sound guttural. By guttural, I mean like a growling dog or, you know, something way down in your throat and way down in your chest. But it doesn't sound like it feels tense or anxious to you.
It doesn't? No, of course not. It's very different and unusual to many people. So a lot of people take it differently. But, you know, I've been posting a lot of throat singing videos this year. So a lot of people are getting used to it. And they're finally seeing the positivity coming out from it. And they see what we feel. So it's just so beautiful to have this kind of connection with everyone.
Well, we know you also have a love song. We can hear maybe a few seconds of that. Tell us first the song and its meaning.
Okay, so this love song, it's like I mentioned, it's not with the throat. And it goes like this. I can also sing with my throat in this song. It's a song that's a lot easier to sing for beginners. A lot of beginners use this song to practice. It's very calm.
And does it continue along that way that we just heard?
Yes, exactly. So the leader just makes the sound and the follower has to follow. So whenever the leader wants to choose to change the sound, the follower has to follow.
What do you think, Shaina, about other Inuit throat singers? I'm thinking of Tanya Tagak.
Yes, it's amazing.
She had a hit with Björk, the Icelandic superstar. Let's listen. What do you think about this becoming, you know, international, but also entwined with an Icelandic singer like Björk? I mean, do you worry about it being appropriated?
No, of course. I think it's beautiful. Just to even just spread awareness about throat singing, to add her twist to her songs, I think it's beautiful.
Well, it's also spreading awareness about injustice against Indigenous peoples in Canada.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
In one of your posts, you shared about the missing and murdered Indigenous women. In 2016, Prime Minister Trudeau established the National Inquiry into these missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, concluding about 1,200 Aboriginal women had been murdered or gone missing since 1980. This is something you want people to know about as well.
Yes, of course. I grew up with a lot of women in my life, and they always taught me to be confident, strong, and they have taught me to also support other women. So I think it's very in my values and very important for me to help and uplift each other and just spread awareness about what's going on. And yeah, I think it's heartbreaking to know that this is happening still today.
So, Shaina Novalinga, a couple million followers on TikTok, hundreds of thousands more on Instagram. You're a student now, but we understand that one of your plans is to have an album of throat singing?
Exactly, yes. It's Inuit throat singing, and some of our songs are traditional, so we didn't add anything. Some of the songs, we added some drums, and we kind of put a modern twist to it as well. But we're very excited. We really hope that the CD and the music that we made will help people cope with anxiety or what they're dealing with. And hopefully we'll keep our tradition alive as long as possible and teach other Indigenous youth to embrace their identity and wanting to make a change.
That is Inuit throat singer Shaina Novalinga from Montreal. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
No, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it.